Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So in this exercise, what I want to do is build an entire app based on all the lessons we've learned about the Hub app template. I want to show you how easy it is to transform that Hub app template into something completely different. In this case, we'll create a media application that will display images and recipes of cupcakes, as well as videos, instructional videos of how to make cupcakes. So without further ado, let's get started because we've got a lot of work to do and it's going to take us a while to work through it all. So I'm going to create a new Hub app template called I Love Cupcakes. And I want to emphasize here that I'm going to be going pretty quickly, and please pause the video and follow the steps that I'm taking here. Even if it takes you a few moments to catch up with me, that's fine. Just pause the video and make sure you follow along. The first thing I want to do is to kind of set up the example. I'm going to remove all the assets. We have new assets that we're going to use, so we're going to delete all the items in that folder. And you should be able to download the code and the assets for lesson number 21 for this lesson. It is available from wherever you're currently watching the video or wherever you originally downloaded the video from, like on channel 9. Inside of the zip file for lesson 21, there should be an assets folder. And inside the assets folder, you can see that there's a number of JPEGs and PNGs and MP4s, videos. And what I want to do is just select everything except this last file. We'll come back and get the sample data.json file in just a minute. I'm going to right-click, select copy, and then go back to Visual Studio. And I'm going to paste in all of those assets like so. And since we're working with the assets right now, I'm going to go to the package AppX manifest. And I'm going to change the display name to I-love-cupcakes. So I space love space cupcakes. And then under virtual assets, we'll go ahead and use the scaled assets. I'll use the 240 scale for each of the logos. Let's go ahead and select the assets folder to start off with the one I Love Cupcakes-170 PNG. I'll select the I Love Cupcakes-360 PNG. The next one, I'm going to select the I Love Cupcakes. I think I call it the 744 PNG. It's this pink one. And then the 44 by 44 logo, I'll scale use the scale 240 and use the 106. So I Love Cupcakes-106.png. And the store logo, I'll use the scale 240 for the 120 by 120 pixel version of I Love Cupcakes-120 PNG. I'll skip the badge logo and go to the splash screen, and we'll select the I Love Cupcakes-splash.png. And just pick one of these of the logos, and we're gonna wanna show the name whenever it is pinned to the start menu for the medium size and the large version of our logo. Okay, so I think that's all I need to do there. I'm gonna close this, and I don't think I need to make any changes to the appxaml.cs. What I wanna do is start with what I perceive to be the most challenging aspect of this, and that's going to be to remove all the stuff we don't need. So in my mind, that's two things. It's going to be all of the hub sections we don't need. And in my mind, there's going to be only two hub sections needed. A hub section that will contain images of cupcakes. Then you click on one, it'll go to the recipe for that cupcake. And then a second section, hub section called videos, that will just contain thumbnails of a given video. You click on that, it opens up and displays and plays the video. All right. So as you can see here in the hub page, we got rid of our assets, so we lost the background that we were using. I'll fix that here in just a few moments. My first order of business, however, is to get rid of the hub sections I don't need. I know I don't need hub section 1 because that was just a listing of groups, and we're not going to have that anymore. Don't really need that. I do want to keep hub section 2 and hub section 3. I think they'll be just fine the way they are, but I'm going to get rid of hub section 4 and hub section 5. So I'll comment those out. Great. I'm going to go back up here to the hub itself, and I'll change the application name here to I Love Cupcakes. And I'm not sure that it's going to pull from this header when we go and run this, but for the purpose of the designer, it changes it for the moment. The background is using a theme resource called Hub Background Image Brush. I'm going to go to its definition, which happens to be in our app.xaml, and I'm going to change where it's pointing to. Currently, it's pointing to Hub Background, and what I want is for it to point to I Love Cupcakes-Background. I Love Cupcakes-Background. I think that'll work. So now when we go back to the hub page, it does refresh. Awesome. All right, so also I'm going to change the hub sections. For currently just says section 2 and section 3. I can do better than that. I'm going to change this to recipes. And the header for hub section 3 to videos, like so. Now we're still working with dummy data. This will work for now. Let's run it and see what we get so far, just to make sure we haven't broken anything right off the bat here. Splash screen works. Background works. All right, our data's not good. And our application name reverted back to something else. We'll have to find wherever that's saved. But I am able to go between the recipes section and the video section. So that's good. Now, I guess the next order of business, as far as I'm concerned, well, hold on a second. Before we do that, let's go to the start page and then let's see if we can find the I Love Cupcakes logo for our app, and it does exist. I'm gonna just hold down on it and select pin to start. And so now we can see the larger version, we can see the text on it, great. Let's go and make the smaller version and then the very large version. Okay, so those all seem to work just fine, a little more creative there, and we can launch it again, awesome. All right, so all is well so far. The next step that we're gonna need to take is to make some modifications to our data model. And this is where things can get a little bit tricky if you don't pay attention to exactly what you're doing. The big modification that we're going to make is to work with the sample data item. We're going to add an additional property. So prop tab, and it's the type property is either going to be set to video, because a given item will be a video, or it'll be a recipe. Okay, and that'll help us in a little bit decide what to display on the item page .xaml. But at any rate, now that we've created that new property in the constructor, after string title and before string subtitle, I'm going to add type here. So string type, and then I'm going to set it here like so. This dot type equals lowercase type, like so. Great. And you'll notice that I leave the names of the classes, and I leave a lot of the properties for both the sample data item and the sample data group alone. Now, if this was a real app, I'd take the time to change the names of these sorts of things, but I'm trying to go quickly here, so just keep that in mind. The last change I'm going to have to make is actually in this the get sample data async method. And currently right now we are creating a new instance of the sample data item using the constructor. However, the constructor's signature has changed, and we need to accommodate that by passing in type. So item object type get string like so, and that should satisfy it, hopefully. Save everything. Now the next part is tricky as well. There's a lot of data here, and we don't need most of it. And we want to replace most of this data with our application specific data. Now I could go in here and spend a half hour and edit all of these entries. However, I have a better idea for you. What I'm going to do is just delete this sample.json file. First of all, notice that the sample.json file, its build action is set to content. We're going to need to remember that in just a second. So let's go ahead and delete sample.json. And I've given you a sample.json with all of the data that I want you to use for this project. So I'm using a shortcut here, admittedly. It would take a little bit longer to recreate this with the data that you want. But really all I did was just edit that existing sample.json, and I changed the various properties to the things that I wanted. So references to the images that I wanted to use and the names of the cupcakes and things of that nature. And we'll take a quick peek at it in a minute here. But I'm just going to drag and drop it into the data model folder like so. And then I want to select it and make sure that the build action is set to content. Otherwise, this will not work. Okay. So as you can see, inside of my sample data.json file, I have, for example, like title, recipes, subtitle for awesome cupcakes, image path, cupcake01.jpg, and so forth. And hopefully all of these are correct. I haven't taken the time to really look through them. But at any rate, you can see also that each of the items for the groups either have a type of recipe or a type of video here in this group three. All right. So now I'm going to cross my fingers and I'm going to try to run the application and see if we get my data into the app. And looks good. We have our images coming up here for our recipe pages. And then if we go to the next page, we see the thumbnails for each of the videos. I'm very happy about this. All right, so we're making great progress. The next step is whenever somebody selects one of the items on the hub page, that it will go to the item page. And what we'll do is, since both of these hub sections have their item click set to the same item view underscore item click, so let me select it and hit F12 here. What I want to do is build some intelligence into this process. So if the type is a recipe, that I'm going to send him to the itempage.xaml. But if the item type is a video, then I'm going to send them to a new video page. So let me add a new item. I'm going to add a basic page. I'm going to call this video.xaml. And here on this page, I am going to add here a media element, all right, named my media element. So that's the first thing that I need to do. The second thing that I want to do is then here in my navigation helper load state, I'm going to paste in the following code. And the first thing that I think I need to do here is to add the async keyword, right? To make that error go away. We need the notion of a sample data source. So since sample data source is in the data model folder, we need to add that namespace. So I'm just going to hit control period on my keyboard to add the using statement for I love cupcakes.data. All right, so that should fix that problem. And then let's see, the page title. I think I may have to go back here. And what I'll do is give this a name of page title. So name equals page title, like so. Then I can set that, you know, programmatically from the code behind, like so. That should work. Great. And what I'm essentially doing here is grabbing the navigation parameter, which should be the item name. And then I'm going to look up that particular item. So I'm going to pass in the unique ID, and I will send that unique ID to the get item async, which should return back one item from my sample data source. And I'll set that as the default view model for this page. Now I'm using the unique ID, which if you look at the sample data, each of the videos have this unique ID that matches the MP4 file name. So Frosting Mix MP4, Cupcake Mix MP4, Cupcake Pour MP4. Those are the names of the unique IDs so that I can just concatenate them together and set them as the URI to create a URI to set as the source for the media element, all right? And then the media element will just automatically play whenever it's loaded. Okay, so that should take care of that. We're gonna do something similar then on our itempage.xaml. So let's load that up. And see that it's already, the binding is already working to some extent. But what I want to do in the content root grid here is paste in a stack panel. So we're going to bind an image to the item's image path and then the content from our sample JSON, from our sample data item. And so we're going to do something similar to like we did in the video.xaml, in the itempage.xaml, inside of the load state. I think we can just keep that the way it is. Let me think about this for a moment. Yeah, no change will be necessary here. So this will work as is. And we'll be able to just bind to the various the image path and the content from the sample data item that we're currently binding to. Great. Now we need to change, you know, like the my application to I love cupcakes. We'll probably need to make lots of those little changes all over this app. However, the last thing we're going to need to do is go back to the hubpage.xaml, and inside of the item click, we're going to need to make this. This is going to be the biggest change that we're going to need to make. And so we need to decide, we'll get rid of all of this. We need to decide what's been clicked on. So what is the type of the item that's been selected? So we're going to get the clicked item. We're going to cast it to a sample data item and then grab off its type property. And so if that type is a recipe, then we're going to navigate to the item page. But if that type is not recipe, if it's video instead, we'll navigate to the video page. In each case, we'll pass in the item ID, that unique ID that we're gathering off, again, from the clicked item, casting it to sample data item, then grabbing the unique ID. So that's pretty easy, actually. All right, let's try and see what happens. So let's click on Cinnamon Swirl. All right, and we're not getting the image nor are we getting the text here. So we'll have to look into why that's not working. Let's see the video. Let's click Pour Batter. Oh, but we did get this to work. We're pouring the batter. Very cool. Let's go back. Let's click Prepare Frosting. Very nice. Mix ingredients, another video. Awesome. So we just got to figure out why when we click on one of these that we're not getting all the information. The header seems to be working, but nothing else. So let's look at this a little more closely. Let's look at the binding syntax that we're using here. Oh, I see the problem here. The code that I pasted in references item dot. We don't need that. There we go. And you can even see when I made that change, it came in on the preview. Very cool. Okay, so admittedly, this is just lorem ipsum, but it seems to work. There is a problem, though, and that the text bleeds off to the bottom and I can't move it. What I really would want to do is be able to scroll down to read the entire paragraph there. So that's an easy change to make. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap a scroll viewer around pretty much this entire layout layout route. So a scroll viewer, and the good news is that that's really all you have to do to make this work, like so. Let's run it again. And now I'm able to scroll down and read all the text. Very nice. All right. Now there are some issues, like that application name is really bugging me. Where is it getting application name from? Let's see that, because it seems to be coming from the same spot. I suspect it's coming from the strings folder. And if I double click the resources RESW, you can see here that header text, hub header, all those things. Some of them are being pulled from this. So if we change this to I love cupcakes, let's see if that changes it everywhere. No, didn't change it there in the hub header. Let's stop. I think I can. We'll need to change this one more time. I love cupcakes. All right, now let's run it. Ah, there we go. There we go. So let's click on the one. Yep, I love cupcakes shows there. Let's go over to the videos. Click on one of these items. Oh, it's not pulling it there. My application. All right, so I think it's just the way that that default itempage.xaml, where is it pulling its text from? All right, I think I can just change it by going here and just changing. Cupcakes. Let's try again. All right, works there, works there, and works there. Great. Okay, that's all I needed to do. Okay. Let's see. You know what I could do to make a small improvement here is to put some. To put some space in between each of these thumbnails. I don't like the fact that they're running together there. So that'll be the last improvement that I make here. Everything else seems to be running the way that I'd hoped. And so we're gonna have to make a fundamental change to the let's look at the hubpage.xaml. Let's take a look at section 3 here. Let's look at this standard triple line template, go to its definition at the top of the page. And I think that I can just add a margin here. So we'll say 0 and 0 and 0 and 20. Yep, and that added a nice spacing in between each of the grids that represent each item of data in this data template. Okay? And I think that's all the adjustments that I'm going to make to this. Hopefully you're able to follow along. This was a long video, but it was important for you to see that how we were able to take what we've done here, what our work with the Hub App template, and turn it into something more aesthetically pleasing, or at least more customized to our specific app style. So we're going to continue on and continue learning some more about the Hub App template, and maybe extending its functionality a little bit further in the next lesson. So we'll see you there. Thank you.